Dances for Anyone in the World by Jennifer Maskell. We rarely give away our dances. We are accustomed to choosing and vetting who will perform them in both the present and in the future. High security. Another person or company usually pays us for the use of the dance. Less secure. Here, by contrast, are 20 written dances from each of the 8 days' 3 participants. They are given away to you to learn and to perform without obligation, an act of generosity. When you pick them up and try them on, they might become folk dances or vehicles for performance. They may provoke arguments or questions of interpretation. We have relinquished control over the outcome. This is an uncurated anthology of contemporary dance. Some have never been performed. To look at why such an anthology is unusual would tell us a lot about the milieu and the people in it. Sometimes it is useful as a dance artist to know that words are not our first language. A written dance could be considered our fourth language. Our first language is perhaps proprioceptive, our second, kinesthetic, and our third, oral. These dances could be realized in each of these languages and look quite different. They would also be understood differently. I can't wait to be across the world and suddenly see someone doing one of these dances. "What are you doing?" I'll say. "Oh, it's the Tay dance or the Chamber Silent Dinner dance. Those dances from Canada," they'll reply. I become excited knowing that we might become a commonplace, part of the everyday world. There is another contradiction. These dances have titles. They have authors. Until you take them, they are the property of the author who composed them. We accept that by sharing them, the reference to us, the choreographers who wrote them, may either become widespread or erased.